This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Fish oil is high in beneficial omega-3s, naturally occurring fatty acids essential to human health. That's why fish oil capsules have become a popular dietary supplement. But not all fish oil capsules are created equal, even though many of them carry identical warnings that they contain PCBs, compounds identified by the EPA as probable carcinogens and which are banned in the United States.
They all claim that they're doing something about it. If you read the label on any of these fish oil products, or most of them, it'll say things like distilled to remove PCBs. So the issue is not a surprise. The big surprise when we went to do thorough testing was the enormous range of results we got. The worst product was almost 100 times worse in PCB contamination compared to the best. Of the ones we tested, we certainly didn't test the whole marketplace.
Oakland attorney David Rowe announced a lawsuit this week which demands that six makers of the capsules and two large retail chains that sell them are failing to meet the public warning requirements of California's Proposition 65.
Now, what the law says is just you've got to warn. It doesn't say you've got to clean it up. It just says you've got to warn. What happens in practice over and over again under the Proposition 65 is that when faced with a choice of cleaning up or giving warnings, companies almost always choose to clean up.
The basis for the suit is a series of tests that Rowe says found wildly varying amounts of the PCBs in 10 fish oil products.
We thought we'd get something that would be in the high range and something in the low range, but of course, you have no way of knowing for sure until you do the tests. And these are very difficult tests. They cost about $1,000 a piece. And one reason is that PCBs aren't just one chemical. They're a family of 209 chemicals, and you gotta test for them all and count them all.
Measured in nanograms per day, the tested products ranged from a low of just over 12 to a high of more than 850. Seven of the test subjects measured below 100, but the three that scored higher were much higher.
This is shocking that there should be such a huge difference among fish oil products all making the same health claims. And it certainly proves that you can do it a lot better than the ones with high test results in our tests are doing it now.
Rowe found those results all the more upsetting because of the severe risks associated with PCB exposure.
They've been known for at least 20 years officially as causing both cancer and birth defects, and some other nasty little things like changing the sex of fetuses in their development. These are animal studies, of course, from male to female. They're endocrine disruptors as well as causing cancer and causing birth defects.
One of the side effects, so to speak, of the lawsuit is meant to be higher public awareness of the differences between the choices they face in the marketplace.
The single most important thing we can tell the public, based on what we know now, is making your own choices can greatly reduce any PCB exposure that you might be worried about. We haven't found one that tests zero yet, although I'm very confident we will. But we certainly have found this huge gap between the highs and the lows.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.